They're very wishy-washy about what they want to put on it, and that's why they only went for outline planning permission, which we opposed, because they have no design code yet. They haven't designed anything that's worth having. And it is at the heart of our city, and we would very much like it to be something important and iconic that the people of Milton Keynes can be proud of.
Bill joins us now, Bill Griffiths, director of the MK Museum. Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Bill, what do you want done with the point?
Well, as I said, all we're doing is providing an opportunity for it to come to the museum. It happens to have come at a very convenient time for us, in that we're building a new entrance to the museum, a new entrance building, which will tell the story of new Milton Keynes and old Milton Keynes. And to have something iconic, particularly, I am talking mainly about the pyramidal structure, to have something like that, obviously, would be a great gateway to the museum.
How would you shift it?
Well, in a way, that's not my problem at the moment. It would be in the future, should we decide that that's the best thing to do. And I'm not the only one making this decision. It's something for the people of Milton Keynes. I think, really, everything's been said about it, that it was iconic, it was a landmark building, it could be seen, it was sort of our beacon home, if you like, whenever we were travelling out. It was the first multiplex. It has significance, and if this was any other artefact, we'd be saying, yes, it should be kept in Milton Keynes. The fact is, it's very big, and that makes it difficult, and it is difficult to move, and we've have to work that out. But goodness me, we've restored a tram, which perhaps is not on the same, you know, the biggest steam tram car ever built, not perhaps on the same scale, but it had the same sort of difficulties, and that was just done with volunteers. This is a challenge, but museums like challenges. If this had been, well, think about, I think it's not on the same scale as something like the Mary Rose, but think of all the effort that's been put into saving that.
Now, Bill, come on, I'm going to give you the yellow card. You can't compare the point to the Mary Rose, a 400-year-old warship.
I'm not. What I'm saying is that it is a challenge, and if there is the will and people want it to happen, it will happen. That's all I'm saying.